Isaiah 25, verses 1 to 9. Lord, you are my God. I honor you and praise you, because you have done amazing things. You have always done what you said you would do. You have done what you planned long ago. You have made the city a pile of rocks and have destroyed her walls. The city our enemies built with strong walls is gone. It will never be built again. People from powerful nations will honor you. Cruel people from strong cities will fear you. You protect the poor. You protect the hopeless when they're in danger. You are like a shelter from storms, like shade that protects them from the heat. The cruel people attack, like a rainstorm beating against the wall, like the heat in the desert. But you, God, stop their violent attack. As a cloud cools a hot day, you silence the songs of those who have no mercy. The Lord All-Powerful will prepare a feast on this mountain for all people. It will be a feast with all the best food and wine, the finest meat and wine. On this mountain, God will destroy the veil that covers all nations, the veil that stretches over all people. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away every tear from every face. He will take away the shame of his people from the earth. The Lord has spoken. At that time, people will say, "Our God is doing this. We have waited for him, and he has come to save us. This is the Lord. We waited for him, so we will rejoice and be happy when he saves us."
Okay, so can I invite some of the, some people, young or old, to come and have a look at this table with me. We're going to talk about parties today, because we are remembering or celebrating the birthday of this particular congregation. Not the birthday, the anniversary of this particular congregation. Claire already said it earlier, it's been around here in one way or another, in some kind of form here around Lancaster Road for 132 years. Long time. Do you know someone who's 132? Well, I knew someone who was 109, and she has died this last week. But 109, that's old, right? This congregation is even older. Anyway, so we're talking birthdays or anniversaries. So tell me which item or maybe items on this table is the odd one out that has nothing to do with birthdays. Okay, so tell people first what is on this table. Some candles, present, biscuits, a bag, a gift bag, a trophy, a bow, flowers, yeah? What else? Bunting, how do you call this? Bunting, little flags. Okay, so the odd item out is this, yes? It says Merry Christmas, it's a label. Now, I've got a question though. I don't know if she's here. Is Mamita here today? Mamita, are you here? Stick up your hand. Oh, hi. Mamita has her birthday on Christmas, isn't it?
Yes.
So if it was Mamita's birthday and you got her a present with two labels on it, Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, would that work? So maybe Mamita would decide, actually, Merry Christmas does go with the birthday items. Maybe the trophy. Does that not have anything to do with birthdays? Does have something to do sometimes with celebrations. So who decides what items can come in and cannot come in to the birthday party, to the party? Who decides that? You, difficult question. Adults, you can talk to me as well. The person whose birthday it is or whose party it is, isn't it? Person who decides what's going to happen, pretty much, isn't it? Or not? Or do your parents decide? You have a little bit of a voice in it, don't you? No? Okay. I'm sure your parents do something. Right. Who here has been invited to birthday parties before? Oh, a whole lot of people haven't. Who has never been invited to a birthday party before? Okay, so who has been invited to a birthday party before? Everyone. Okay, do you always want to go? Yes, I see some. Okay, who sometimes thinks, I so cannot be bothered with this? Yes, you, okay. Some people are brave enough to admit that. What do you do then? Do you go anyway? Yes. Yeah, what do you do when you can't be bothered? Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, well, no. Are you going anyway, yes? You don't go? Oh, you do go. Okay. Do you always go when you can't be bothered, or do you sometimes think, well, I will make something up why I can't go? Have you ever done that? I have done it before. Just made something up. I was too busy with something else. It's not nice, is it? Oh. All right. What do we do when we go to a birthday? Do we bring a gift? Yes? What?
If someone says,
don't bring a gift, just bring yourself. Do you still bring a gift? Yes. You still bring a gift, don't you? Why do you still? Some people don't. Some people are actually wise enough to just not bring a gift when people say, don't bring a gift. Why do you still bring a gift? A little present. When Mita was saying, she had her, can we say, her big birthday last year with Christmas. And she said, don't bring a gift. No present. But I gave her a present anyway. Because I feel stupid when I show up on a birthday and I don't give a present. Do you feel that? Yeah, that's probably why people give presents anyway, hey? Have you ever heard of an invitation and on it says RSVP? You have heard about that, yeah? What does it mean? Sorry? Oh yeah, it's who you can call, but also you need to call, right? You need to do something when it says RSVP on the invite. Do you? You have to do something. What do you need to do when it says RSVP on the invite? Sorry? Respond. Okay, do we know what the letters stand for? Well done. So it means, in English, it means please respond. So that people know how many people are coming. Why is that sometimes important? Yeah. Of course, to work out how much food is needed, or if you go to some kind of place where you do all these rides, how do you call them? Fun park, whatever. You need to know how many wristbands or something you need to buy, isn't it? Of course, you need to know how many people, how many kids are going in there, so you know beforehand how much money you need to pay. It? If you think, well, I have responded, and I am actually going, but inside the fun park, you cannot be bothered to wear your wristband. Then what happens? Yes. You don't know. They don't know. You're with the group. You may just be there, just randomly be there. Can you go on the rides then? You need a wristband to go on the rides. Isn't it? It would work the same way as when you attend a birthday party for the Queen, wouldn't it? You would have an invite and you would have said, yes, please, Queen, I would love to come to your birthday party at Buckingham Palace or wherever. And so all the people on that day could come in to Buckingham Palace, but the people who would have been invited to her birthday would have been sent perhaps a special flower or something to put in their buttonhole or on their clothes, with a special piece of material on it, with her stamp on it, Queen's party, whatever. And you could not fake it. You had to wear that. So if you would just go into Buckingham Palace and people were getting ready for the lunch and you would not wear your little flower and your piece of material saying Queen's birthday party, would they give you food? What if you sat down at the table and they saw you were not wearing it? What would happen? Sorry? They will tell you to go straight out, right? You could not stay there. Now, what about, here's the big question that this is about. What about if God gives a party out of this world? Best party you've ever been to. But he says, you need to wear a special mark so I can see that you believe in Jesus. Would it be fair if God had the same rules as, say, the Queen or the Fun Park? That if you weren't wearing it, that you could not come in? That would not be fair. Or would it be fair? What do you think? What do you think? Would it be fair if God had the same kind of rules? It would, or it would not? So why is that? Why is there different rules for God than there is for us? Yes. Okay, wow, that is an interesting statement. And if God is loving and caring and he says, but you do need to, I do need to see that you actually want to come in to my party out of this world, what would you need to do? Would it be okay to say, well, you know, actually, I can't be bothered? No, it would not be okay. Okay, all right. Well, that's a little bit difficult, those questions, isn't it?